Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chair. We have a few proposals we would like to offer about the parts that are under review, and at the end we would like to make a general comment. If I could say something about the title, first of all, indeed, as was suggested by several delegations, for a text of this importance, it would be, I think, appropriate to call it a covenant and not a convention. So it should be an international covenant. Now, about the preamble, if I could say something about the second paragraph, first, third line, where there's a reference to standards of living and full employment, I think it would be appropriate to add after full employment, decent, comma, in accordance with the ILO standards. It's an extremely important element, Chair, because we couldn't imagine development based on repression, discrimination, as is the case today, very often in many countries. And in this framework, I think in this area, we have the ILO standards as backstopping standards. Now, if I've counted these paragraphs correctly, I have marked 19 as the one that says recognizing that the realization of the right to development after cultural diversity of peoples, sorry, it's 17, cultural diversity of peoples and territory, because peoples are attached to territories and that's to land, and that's a very important element in this convention. We would add and land or and territories. Article 1 now of Part 1, there's only one paragraph there. At the end, there's a reference there to the national and international levels, full implementation. After national, it should be regional, because often when regions are mentioned at the United Nations, we're talking about continents, so it should say national, comma, regional, and international levels. And then I have an additional proposal, which is Article 3, subparagraph B, where there's a reference to equality, non-discrimination, after participation, it should be effective participation. Effective participation. That's to make the text consistent, because in a number of paragraphs, there is effective participation, which is mentioned. Therefore, we should have it here as well. It should be effective participation. That comes after empowerment in the fourth line. We will, of course, be sending these really minor comments in writing. And I would like to offer now, if I may, Chair, a comment about some of the proposals that we have heard this morning. It being understood that it's not always easy to follow all of the proposals made orally. So, of course, it would be a very good thing to look at these in written form. But the basic elements that we have retained from these is that one delegation has proposed that we delete paragraph 6 of the preamble. And it is true that in this paragraph there are certain forms of word that might be problematic in terms of the realization of the right to development. But should we actually be as radical as this and eliminate the entire paragraph? I don't know. Perhaps we should sort through these and select the most important, the most useful references in that paragraph. And I mean to say useful for the implementation of the right to development, and delete texts that might be problematic or would be actually standing as an obstacle in the way of the right to development. Next, we heard a proposal to add the Marrakesh Agreement, and I don't know whether everyone knows what is involved here. Just to refresh people's memories, the Marrakesh Agreement adopted in December 1994, which is the basis for the World Trade Organization, according to our analysis and many studies that have come out since then, it's almost 30 years after all, the WTO agreements clearly are against standards for human rights standards, and also are inconsistent, we think, with the Charter of the United Nations. In fact, there are good reasons why negotiations were, in the end, withdrawn from the United Nations. I'm not going to go over the entire history here. It was discussed for 50 years in the United Nations, but the powers that be at the time decided to leave the United Nations, to take those negotiations out of the context of the United Nations, and created an institution, an organization that we're familiar with, which is the World Trade Organization, and the agreements, the agreement there are clearly inconsistent with human rights standards and are an obstacle to the realization. So if there's one text that should not be here, it's the reference to the WTO agreements. Thank you.